In news, the Jasper County Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. They're expected to hire a new county engineer. That person would be Michael Fritch. According to documents and an employment contract and agreement that the Board of Supervisors will consider this morning, Fritch would be offered a three-year contract starting August 1st and going through the 31st of July in 2024. His salary, first year, $120,000. It would go up in year two to $125,000. And then year three, it would be $127,500, or an increase that matches the cost of living adjustment for that year, whichever is higher. He would also get 4 weeks of vacation. And because the county supervisor struggled to find someone to fill this position, they offered up to $10,000 of relocation money and an upfront $5,000 recruiting incentive payment. Now, the county engineer, if he signs the agreement, would be asked to give that relocation fee and recruiting incentive payment back if he's not on the job more than 6 months. It was an 11-year-old who died from injuries sustained in the raft accident on the Raging River Ride at Adventureland Saturday night. Happened around 7:30. Four people initially taken to the hospital after the raft they were in overturned. Three of those had what authorities called critical injuries. Yesterday, it was released that the 11-year-old Michael Jamirlo died. Another juvenile is still in critical condition. Two others on the raft received minor injuries. Altoona detectives are working with a state inspector and Adventureland Park to understand how that raft overturned. We have had five new cases of COVID-19 within the last 7 days here in Jasper County. That, according to the state's coronavirus tracking website, that has pushed our positivity rate now up to 4.2% over the last week. The 14-day positivity rate is 2.7%. We've now had 4,574 confirmed cases in the county out of 55,939 tests. 4,140 residents have recovered from COVID-19, and there have been 73 COVID-19-related deaths in the county. Vaccinations, 15,224 residents of the county have had the two-shot vaccination. Another 942 have had the first of the two shots, and 1,561 residents of the county got the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. There is an infectious disease expert who's concerned that COVID-19 hospitalization rates are going to rise if the vaccination rates don't improve. Dr. Leela Best is with Unity Point in Des Moines. She's concerned because vaccination rates have plateaued and the Delta variant is circulating in the state.
Recognition that we have to take advantage of the vaccine and get the vaccine now before we head into the fall and winter.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Iowa remain below 100 for the past 2 months, but she says they've been trending upwards in recent days.
We need to understand that the more vaccines in arms, the less transmission of the virus among the community, and therefore the less risk of more mutations and less variants as well, threatening our way back to normalcy.
According to Best, more than 90% of admissions are unvaccinated people. The rest have compromised immune systems. About 60% of adult Iowans have been fully vaccinated at this point. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Fant.